Hello, I'm here today with Grant Connolly, the developer of the Z-Point process. Hello, Grant.
Hi, Tanya.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the Z-Point process.
Okay. Z-Point is a very fast way to let go of or release the unconscious material that most of us are not aware of that results in difficult feelings or behaviors that cause us to do things against our own best interest, you know, procrastination or any number of different things. And Z-Point, and I may call it Z-Point because I deal with a lot of Americans, but Z-Point does this in a very fast and effective way, and it's a very general process, so it's not like EFT where you need to be very specific to get good results. With Z-Point, exactly the opposite is true. The more global, the more general you are, the broader the reach of the process and the deeper it goes into the subconscious mind. So in a very short period of time, using it in a very general way, you can become a lot happier in your life. And for me, that's the idea, is to become happier. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
All right, what led you to developing the Z-Point or Z-Point process?
My own unhappiness. You know, for me, when I developed this, I had an idea and a concept. And I had, it's based on the idea, actually Larry Nims came up with the idea, Dr. Larry Nims, who created BSFF. And he had the idea of using a healing program connected to a cue word. And that's basically what Z-Point is based on. Now, it bears absolutely no resemblance to BSFF because it approaches that whole thing from a different perspective, but it does use a healing program. I don't call it a healing program. I call it a cleaning program, a subconscious cleaning program. And it uses that to access the deep subconscious mind from a conscious state. So, in effect, what it does is it links the conscious mind with the subconscious or unconscious mind and produces tremendous results.
So what type of things can you work on using Z-Point?
Well, let's put it this way. You focus on three different aspects of your life. The first aspect is, I call them stages. There's stages to this, three stages, really. The first stage is to work on the difficult feelings that you have. Mostly people who are, you know, they're sad or they're angry or, you know, the difficult major emotions, grief, stress, that's another one. And that's stage one, you know, dealing at it from that. The second stage is dealing with difficult life issues. A really difficult life issue for a person is problems dealing with money. Abundance issues, and that's a very popular one for people. But any time you're going through a difficult situation in your life that has become a repeating pattern, for example, for some people it's difficulty in relationships, and they keep going through the same kinds of things over and over and over again. And what's going on is there is a program deep in their subconscious mind that causes them quite literally to keep repeating these same things again and again. And until that program is dealt with, that person will continue repeating that pattern. Now the third stage is really getting your ideal life. So when you've gone through the first stage and cleared away all the difficult feelings that you may have, you know, the anger, the stress, the grief, the feelings of loss, whatever they happen to be, then you move on to focusing on the actual life issue themselves, you know, the lack of money or the lack of love or the loneliness or the being taken advantage of, feeling alienated, insecure, whatever they happen to be, being very judgmental about others and yourself. So once you've taken care of that, then you can put your attention on, well, where do I want my life to go? What would an ideal life be for me? and then put your attention on that and quite literally clear all the ways that you block yourself from having that ideal life. Now, you can visualize it. I like to think in terms of curling. You know, curling is a Scottish game. I'm sure you're familiar. You throw a big rock down an ice rink. it hit a circle, a bullseye, basically.
Yeah.
And what you do is you throw this rock, I don't know what they call it, I guess a rock, and two fellows or people get out and start sweeping with brooms in front of that rock to clean away the things that slow that rock down or may cause it to veer to the left or veer to the right from the goal, which is the circle, the bullseye. So you can think of Zed Point as the sweepers who get out in front of that rock, that goal, that idea, that destination that you have, and sweep in front of it and clean away the stuff that would stop you from getting there. And that's basically what we do. It's mm-hmm. a three-step process.
All right, so Grant, if I came to you and I had an issue that I want to clear, how would you go about doing that with me?
Well, I'd start, first of all, I would tell you that it's not an instant fix, that mm-hmm. There's more than one session required. Mm-hmm. And then I would start setting out to clear away the difficult feelings. And we don't do that directly. What we do is we put our attention on all the relationships, the primary relationships that you had in your life. And we clear away that feeling that comes up when you think of certain people, such as your mm-hmm. mother, your father, sisters, brothers. And then we move into the people in your current relationship, like maybe a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And in doing that, that automatically takes care of many of the difficult feelings or stage one issues that come up. We also focus on certain time periods in your life. And, for example, what I would do, I would ask you to think about that time period in your life from the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb until about the age of 5, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And when I ask a person to think about that, they immediately come up with what I call a characteristic feeling. And that characteristic feeling literally is connected to all the assumptions and beliefs that you've formed during that period of time in your life. And then mm-hmm. we set out to use Zed Point processed, and we go through it step by step to release that characteristic feeling. And you can think of it in this terms. If you can imagine the Zed Point process as a machine. So it's like a machine that you put something in the top and out the bottom comes something different. Mm-hmm. The feelings have been released. And so you keep putting that feeling, you run it through the process, and it comes out the bottom. It's cleaned up a little bit. So then you take it again and take it up to the top and put it into the releasing circle, and it makes its way down through the process again. And every time you do this, it gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. You know, if you think mm-hmm. of it in terms of a glass of water, you know, you hold it up to the light's pure and sparkling, but you mix a little mud into that water, and then it becomes opaque, and you don't want to drink it. So think of that glass of water going into the top of the process, into the machine, and it as it works its way down, you quite literally filter out that mud, that crud, that stuff that causes it to be unwholesome or unhealthy. And over a very short period of time, the water will come out. It's crystal clear back to the way it was originally. And that's the process in a nutshell.
All right, so if you were to talk me through that, say I had a characteristic feeling right now, yeah, we'd identify that. What would be your first step in starting to use Zed Point with that right now?
Well, actually, I can take you through it if you want.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Okay. I get free therapy as well.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Zed Point is composed of a healing program. I don't call it that anymore. I call it a cleaning program, subconscious cleaning program, because that's really what it does. Mm-hmm. A cleaning program and a cue word to activate that program, and statements or I call them Zed Point tools to focus that intention that you have of letting it go. And that's really what Zed Point is. It's an intention multiplier or focus. So what I'm going to do is, and for your audience who are listening, I'm going to read the subconscious cleaning program. You just need to sit back and relax. It'll go into your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And every time you repeat a special word, and that word could be yes or hello or hey or bang. Some people, all kinds of different words, or thank you. It doesn't really matter what it is. It will activate this particular process as you put your intention or attention on a feeling that doesn't feel good. So
I have to choose a specific keyword then now.
Yeah, and you can change it any time by simply saying, I change my keyword too. And you can have as many as you want. If you want 20 keywords, you can do that as well. So let me read the subconscious cleaning program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hereby set a powerful intention within you, my subconscious mind, to affect the best of all possible outcomes by this clearing. And each time I notice a feeling that does not feel good as I think certain thoughts or remember certain people, situations, or events, you will gently and easily eliminate that feeling completely as I repeat my cue word over and over. And you will eliminate everything I feel because of it, everything I feel that connects to it, and everything I feel that has resulted from it, to whatever extent it exists within me. And that's it. You don't ever need to refer to it again. So now, what I'd like you to do is put your attention, we might as well really enjoy ourselves here. Can you think of, what does it feel like to be stressed? Is there a characteristic feeling? Is there a way that is characteristic of feeling stressed to you?
I don't know. What I would say is I'm at a point right now where I'm making major decisions in my life, so maybe that might be a nice thing to use this process on.
Oh, absolutely. If you think about being in a position where you want to move forward with your life and you want to change, and you're not necessarily sure of exactly what you want to do, but you just know that you want to do it. So I want you just for a moment to imagine yourself, see yourself quite literally, in a position of thinking about this and pondering it. And it's like you're viewing yourself from the outside, looking at yourself, thinking about this, looking at the expression on your face, and seeing yourself thinking about this and how that feels to think about this, how it feels to think about what you don't know that you what you want to do. All of that, in very broad terms, all of that goes into the releasing circle. And the releasing circle is simply imagining a circle in front of you that's filled with light, that we're going to take all of these thoughts, feelings, issues, whatever it happens to be, and just imagine placing all of that into the releasing circle. And then I'm going to count you down from 10 to 0. And as I count you down, I want you to repeat that cue word that you choose. A good one, if you can't think of one, is yes. So just say to yourself, just say the word yes, 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 yes. And what I'll do is I'll count down from 10. I'll say 10, and you say yes, 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 yes.
So nine, I say it silently, Grant.
Yeah, just to yourself. So we'll start. I'll say 10, and you repeat your cue word to yourself, and the audience will too. And repeat it. It's not just once. Yes, 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 yes. 9. Eight. Seven. And keep repeating your cue between counts, please. 6. Four. Three. 2. And 0. And that makes me feel. And there'll be a characteristic feeling that's there that we put our attention on to say these the following statements, and many of them are open-ended, and we allow the subconscious mind to fill in that blank ending. We don't need to do anything other than repeat our cue word. And that makes me feel, leaving that ending blank. And just repeat your cue, please. And that makes me feel. And that makes me feel. I clear all the ways I feel that feeling. And just continue to repeat your cue, please. I clear all the ways I feel that feeling because, and again, we're going to leave that ending blank and allow the subconscious to fill in that blank ending. Just repeat your cue, please. I clear all the ways I feel that feeling whenever. I clear all the ways I may feel that feeling if. I clear all the ways unconscious parts of me feel that feeling. And repeat your cue, please. I clear all the ways these parts feel that feeling because, leaving the ending blank. I clear all the ways these parts benefit from my attachment to feeling that feeling. I clear all the ways these parts wouldn't feel safe if I just let all of that go right now. And that makes me feel. And that makes me feel about me. And that makes me feel. And that makes me feel about myself. And just take a nice deep breath, please, and let it go.
That's very relaxing, Grant. A very, very powerful, relaxing kind of approach to working with a person.
Oh, yes. And what it does is, again, just going back to this idea of linking the conscious and unconscious minds or subconscious mind, you don't go into a trance state. So it's not like hypnosis, although some people think it is. It's not hypnosis. But what it is that it's something new, really. It's that link between the conscious and the subconscious mind to allow you to access deeply unconscious material, but from a conscious state.
So would I be right? It's kind of allowing the mind to do that. You know, you're kind of giving instructions and allowing the mind to find out what the issue is. And, you know, it's just going down there and doing this for us.
Yes.
Would that be a way you could describe this?
That would be a way you could describe it, yes. And quite often what happens, as with EFT as well, what happens is after you've gone through a series of approaches or exercises, suddenly you have conscious or cognitive awareness of what the actual issue is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get there until you've actually gone through it.
Yeah, so, you know, you have this, you begin to develop an understanding of what the problems are as a consequence of doing this as well, yeah?
Well, quite often, you know, people will go through this and they say, and they'll start to laugh, and I'll say, what's going on? And they'll say, now I know what happened. Or they will, as we go through the process itself, suddenly a memory will come up of something mm-hmm. that happened when they were 2 or 3 years old that they haven't thought of in years. And mm-hmm. suddenly they'll see the connection between what happened there and the issue that's going on right now in their life, the difficult life situation. And they'll draw those lines and make those connections. And as this information comes up to conscious awareness, what happens is the cleaning program and the repetition of your cue word clears away the difficulties or the difficult feelings that are attached to that particular
Mm. Yeah, and it's just such a gentle approach that, Grant. Very, very gentle. And it, from my perspective as being on the client end of that, I have to do very, very little here.
No, you don't have to do anything. That's right. It's wonderful. Yeah.
It is wonderful not having to do much at all in your own therapy. You're just allowing it to happen.
All the work comes as you load your circle. As you put mm-hmm. everything that you can think of that is connected to the issue or the feeling that you're bringing that you wish to release. So everything that you can think of consciously, you mm-hmm. put into that circle. And then once you begin, your only job is to do the countdown, to say to yourself or to listen to the recording, if you listen to one of my recordings, and just repeat your cue. That's all. You don't have to try to make that feeling go away. That's not your job. The job of the process is to help you or put you in a place where you can quite easily and gently let it go. You don't try to do anything.
Yeah, because that's what I was picking up here, that, you know, my role in this is just such a gentle one that I just have to be here, say those words, and just allow whatever happens to happen.
That's it. The process is so effective and so and powerful that every single time you use it, and I have a protocol that I just took you through. Every mm-hmm. time you do that in relation to an issue or problem or feeling, you will clear some of it away. And now sometimes it's like chopping down a tree. You know, mm-hmm. the bigger the tree, sometimes you have to take more chops at it. But you just remember my analogy of taking the feeling or the issue or whatever it is, you run it through the process once, it comes down, it's reduced, it's clean, you take it and put it back in again, you know, and take it down through again, and you notice that, oh, there's still something left, you take it and put it through again and take mm-hmm. it all the way down. You might have to do that 4 or 5 times, but how long did it take us to run through there right now?
Not long at all. When you consider, you know, the kind of time scales people develop problems over, you know, and then when you compare that to the kind of time scale we're using here now, it's a huge difference.
Huge difference, that's right.
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Well, Grant, I think that is a, you know, really nice description of Z point, Z point. See, I'm turning American.
There you go. Me too. I'm Canadian. I'm turning Z-point.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you very much for taking the time out to go through that with me here today and for the people who are listening to this so that they can understand Z-point or Z-point more clearly.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.